This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
The biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome to Business Rockstars. Joining me right now, Ali Abdullah, CEO of Claim It. And I say it with exclamation point, Claim It.
It's a verb, baby.
Okay, explain what is Claim It, this wonderful app.
Yeah, Claim It is a marketplace that allows people and brands to, you know, share free stuff to create a buzz, drive traffic, and they can do this in just seconds. And so, you know, a national brand may have a new product. They want to test amongst users. Within seconds, they can use the application to get the free stuff into the hands of locals. Or you might be a local business owner that want to drive traffic at the last minute. You can, within seconds, be able to say, hey, free coffee at a local coffee shop. So it's something that is very unconventional and exciting in the same breath.
Well, I know you already know this, but as someone who interviews entrepreneurs, I can attest to how much there is a need for this, and I'm sure a demand for it, because that is priceless for these businesses to test out new products, whatever it may be. So how did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, it was during a period of time I was actually homeless in 2008, and you know, an interesting point of like thinking about the concept of Claim It was the power of free. And so I think that the most... most simplified thesis of the power of free is really to sort of the intersection between the desire and need and the desire of everyone wanting free stuff, right? And, you know, the dopamine effect that creates in people's brain that gets them excited when they hear the word free.
Oh, yeah.
And the need, right? So the intersection between the desire and need and the need of brands and businesses and people in general who wants foot traffic, eyeballs, this buzz, this word of mouth. And so we wanted to leverage our skills in building technology to build a platform that can service both. And so, you know, in 2008, when, you know, there was a period of time when I was struggling, you know, I just started, you know, basically putting this concept together and started hacking it out. And I got together with my wonderful co-founders in 2012. I eventually got back on my feet at that point, right? But got back with my co-founders and we started hacking out Claiming. We left our great jobs in 2014 to launch a sort of a beta version of the app. And it went very well. And then we brought on these great investors. And so we went back to the drawing board to build our really the national version of our app, which is happening in the coming weeks.
Amazing. So let's talk about that beta version first. What all goes into creating that?
Yeah, a lot of planning, a lot of whiteboarding, a lot of sort of code testing, you would say. A lot. You know, I think you always have to be aware of your competition, right? And there has been so many companies that has tried sort of the, you know, you watch this ad, you get something for free, or the reward space. But we haven't found anyone to be quite as compelling as what we're doing, right? I'm not being biased at all. I'm just being frank on, you know, we like to think about platform first and how we build our product at Claim It. And now that we have 12 employees, it's sort of like, you know, from pre-K to, you know, through Ivy League, right? And so we try to think very elementary first. And so what that means is think about what's the user experience for someone like my daughter's age, 7.5 years old? Like, will they understand Claim? And I think that was very important to how we built the early version of our app. And so a lot of the branding, the pink, which would be attractive to people to talk about conversation starters, that Claim It truck was pink as well. The design of that, our co-founder Kazi did a phenomenal job of putting that together. And so a lot of careful planning behind that.
And it's fun. You know, when I see your sweatshirt and the logo, it just...
It starts a conversation.
Yeah, it's,
and then you can also
fun.
Get something out of that as well.
Right.
And the process is simple. And so that worked very well. But there were a number of issues, right? And so I'll be here to tell you that we had over 500,000 people who had downloaded the app in just one city. Everybody wrote about Clinton. We were featured on all the big shows. But at the same time, there was a lot of challenges. And the most important challenge, which was a daunting task, which was to identify how to scale the business. And that was a nightmare for us. And so we would take it to investors, right? So a best use case will be that we have traction, we have metrics, we have data. And so we'll get a conversation started with investors. And we'll get that next meeting, right? So the goal in raising venture capital is to get the next meeting, get the next meeting, get the next meeting. And so we'll get pretty far in the process. But, scale was the big issue. And so the earlier version of the app proved a couple of things. One, that people didn't love an app. It was actually addicted to our application, right? Because when you look at how you had to go about winning a prize and how you had to go about claiming a prize, we'd notify you, we'd get you back in the app, you claim, you had to locate a truck. So that's a habit, right? That's a habit. And so we found that users were addicted to our platform, but it was a small group of these people because they were in New York City. And so we're not sure how that's going to look on a national scale, but we believe that the earlier version of our application really showed that the premise of our application, the premise of our model, sort of the free, is very powerful with our users.
Well, you did one thing, a lot of things, but something standing out very right, and that is you came up with your minimum viable product, and then you tested it on a small scale.
Exactly.
And I think the temptation often is when you have a big idea to want to go as wide as possible. We're just going to go national immediately.
Yeah.
But that is very difficult, and I'm sure there was a ton of power in testing it out in New York City, seeing there was a demand, but then seeing where you could improve.
Exactly.
And you've done that between then and now launching on a national scale.
Yeah.
And it's really inspired you to be flexible and pivot in many ways. So tell me some of those ways that you've pivoted.
Yeah. So when you look at the platform, the earlier version of our application, which was, like you mentioned, like more of a proof of concept, it was very singular. And it focused on users just getting, right? So receiving. So everyone wants free stuff, right? That desire. But did we really service the need, right? The need to some degree was to get the product out into people's hands. They can maybe talk about it, use it on social media, but it wasn't very simple. The process was very manual to onboard our brand partners. To some degree, it limited ourselves to scale the model, right, from working with essentially anyone like yourself. You might have services or products you may offer outside of this job, right? But at the same time, we limit ourselves early on with having the national brands. And then secondly, there was only a small chance of people who actually will get these prizes. So we knew as we scale, right, like you might have 1 million people claiming every day, but I don't know, 0.001% of these people are winning. What's the churn? Like, do these users fall off after the course of like a 14 to 31 day period or 30 day period? I think so. And so, investors were saying the same thing. And so when you look at the new version of the app, it's driven by the sort of the network effect. And the network effect is us, the actual user. And then you have national brands within seconds that can give, share, and promote whatever they like for free. You have people. You have local businesses. And so that's all driven by the actual user of the application. And they can all do that right from their smartphone. And it takes seconds for them to do it, to simply plug in whatever you want to promote. Free lipstick, free bundle package, free whatever. And users can see that based on a zip code, a national audience, or peer-to-peers.
Yeah. I think you're a good example of how getting meetings with venture capitalists are helpful beyond just obviously the goal, getting money and funding, but also the feedback is so priceless. Oh, yeah. And that probably,
absolutely,
those initial meetings probably really, really helped you fine tune the app and what you were offering so that you could get that next round of funding.
Absolutely. Yeah. There are VCs and I think that, raising capital, there's no art to raising capital. at least not that I know of. However, I think that, you know, when you look at some of the traits of the most successful people in the world is how they spend their time, but also keeping this open-minded attitude, right? And so for myself, you know, you have Mark Zuckerberg and you have Ali. But at the same time, I would imagine a couple of things that we have in common, because I know the people who's around Mark, is that he's always open for advice. You know, when I worked at Google, the key word is autonomy. And so working there for over 2 years, one of the interesting things I learned from there was autonomy. And so when we started claiming, it was just three of us. We went to five. And those two additional employees were part-time. So it's really three core employees. But now having almost triple the team, everyone has ideas. But everyone has this autonomy, this freedom, this spirit. To express themselves, to whiteboard ideas. Sometimes we're overly excited on how fast we can implement things. And so when you look at claiming now, you know, the earlier version of the app, you had to watch a 15-second ad to claim something. So that's how we made our money, from a user watching the entire completion of that ad. The new version of our app, essentially, there's no revenue model in place. We're going to focus on pure product growth. But when you look at our real estate, there's a huge opportunity to hit in plain sight for us to make money. So we have a number of ideas, but we know that when it's time, we roll it out.
Yeah, that's a very interesting business model, and you see it a lot in the tech space with venture capital funded companies where they focus on numbers and really building out their platform and then worry about the revenue streams down the road. So interesting. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break.
Great.
We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise Liberty HealthShare.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
The biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome back to Business Rockstars, where we are continuing our conversation with the CEO of Claim It. I love saying it, Claim It. So we are talking about how you get to right now really focus on building your user base and kind of think about the revenue streams down the line. So I'm sure that was a very strategic decision. How did you come up with it? And how does a company know whether or not that's even an option for them?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a great question. You know, one thing I don't want to encourage to entrepreneurs is that, you know, if you're a really great hacker or a good programmer, developer, or you can, you know, you can make the best, you know, margarita, you know, you want to be able to, you know, at least have a clue on what the business model can be, right? What your revenue model would be. We have some ideas, obviously. We were able to prove ourselves in an early version of our application. We made a good amount of money, almost $250,000, a little more than $250,000 in just one city off advertising. And so that was a clear example that, okay, well, you know, with a small team, great attitude, and we're sort of with the hustle, we're able to make money. However, though, you know, there was issues with the app, right? So issues with the back end, the front end. And so when you look at rolling out the national version of the app, you know, something I brought up to our board was, you know, the idea of potentially removing these really, you know, interesting takes we had around monetizing through the app, and everyone was in full support. And so it was surprising, but it was also encouraging at the same time, because we did a pretty good job of getting people excited to download the app and to use the app. And so we thought there was an opportunity there to really focus on what is at the core of every decision that we make, and that's the actual customer and the product. And so, you know, our investors, our lead investor, Newark Venture Partners, which is based out of Newark, New Jersey. You know, we're backed also now by Audible and participation from N4 Retail Holdings and a number of credible seed investors. It's just been a great ride. We've been able to triple our team and 3 months or so. So it's been great.
Yeah. You know, with your business model, you aim to get as many users as possible. And where there are users and a lot of them, there will be opportunity for revenue streams. So that totally makes sense. Yeah. Let's talk about your background a little bit more. Yeah. I know you alluded to that you worked for Google and you have a great education and programming skills and all of that, which all sets you up for being very, very marketable to investors. So tell us a little bit about those key things that have helped you be a really competitive entrepreneur.
Yeah, you know, there's always your advantages and your disadvantages, right? And, you know, and so I wouldn't say that my background sets me up. That makes me attractive to investors, right? I smile a lot. but all kidding aside, I think, you know, I have what it takes, right?
That tenacity.
I know for sure now.
It's the intangible.
You know, whereas, like, I have one investor. His name is Dan Petruzzo. And Dan is, I call him sort of like the pit bull. And he's a mean, mean machine. And so oftentimes for the earlier version of the app, you know, he's one of my coaches, and he's someone that would just always just, Ollie, you have it in this and that. And so like Stanley Druckenmiller was another mentor of mine. So Stanley Druckenmiller would give me advice on, the attitude and aggressiveness I should have. And so like Stan and Dan are like, two of many of my mentors slash advisors, but two of more recently who coach me often and give me advice. Kevin Warsh is one of them as well, that wants me to just stay focused, be aggressive, but also to know like who I am. And now I'm able to confidently, without having to talk about myself, know that like, I think I have what it takes. And I think investors see that as well. I think that my daughter even sees that I am a good example, that someone you can trust, someone who's going to execute, and also someone who's going to be able to lead a team as well.
Yeah, break down what that means to have what it takes, because there is, you're so right, that intangible factor that a founder needs to have, because often when I interview entrepreneurs or investors, they're betting on the founder and they have to have that intangible. So how would you describe that it factor?
Yeah, so let's talk about myself, right?
Let's
so, like,
do it.
I've never been in a situation where I wanted to talk about myself, but like, I'm happy and confident now to say that like, through all the coaching and the great mentors I mentioned, that nothing breaks me down, right? So, like, we grew up middle class at one point, and we lost it all. I went to all these great schools, and I have all these great teachers and mentors. But none of that doesn't make me high off life. Like, ideas are the most meaningful thing to me, right? And so being able to express myself by building something and having people use it, it's a sense of confidence for me. And so we look at the earlier version of our app. I was in Minnesota one time, and Minneapolis one time, and I had requested an Uber ride. And the gentleman asked me, hey, like, what do you do? I told him, I own this company called Claim It. So I actually have that app. And so, like, to me, that gives me a lot of confidence to speak about the product, whereas I'm a very shy guy, which you probably can't tell.
I can't tell right now, but I believe you.
I'm a very shy guy. I'm not the guy that's going to go over to your happy hour and just start talking to people at the bar. I'm a low-key guy. And so, I have what it takes where I'm trustworthy. I'm coachable. I think I'm a pretty good leader. And I'm always investing in myself. Always. And that's what helped me be a good teammate as well.
You really touched on the resilience, too, because there are a lot of ups and downs in entrepreneurship, but you have to have resilience and keep on going.
I mean, everyone tells me no. I mean, everyone from, my high school years, when I played basketball, when I thought I was going to be the next Allen Iverson, to going to Ivy Leagues and then working at the great jobs. No, one yes.
So how do you maintain that confidence?
Well, because I'm confident in myself. And honestly, I'm like, this guy's smarter than me. That's interviewing me, right? This guy's, this guy's an employee. I'm actually a creator. And so having that competitive attitude also is important as well, right? I think when you look at, I'm a Virgo, when you look at most Virgos, Kobe Bryant, I refer to basketball like because I love Kobe Bryant. I'm only shouting him out because I don't know him, but we're also in LA. But he has this attitude where he's in the gym all the time. And that's his investment in himself, right? You're paying him the big bucks. It's going to yield what the investment will be. So think about it in simple terms of investments. The investment you put into me and my company, it's going to pay out because there's nothing that's going to knock me down.
We have time for one more quick question, and that is, what is your number one piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs?
You think of a scenario when there's a tip-off for basketball. It's 19,000 people. You want to make that first shot so you can get confidence. But oftentimes, from experience, that first pass, which leads into an assist, can be the most rewarding moment because your teammate now encourages you.
Hmm.
Right? And so I think that's the best piece of advice I can give to entrepreneurs is that, we don't have to make the first shot. Let's make the first pass.
And so just get started.
Let's get started. Exactly. Yeah.
Spoken like a true basketball fan. I love it. Tied it back to that basketball. So cool. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and for all of your insights.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You are welcome. And we are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars. Ah, the weekend. A time for relaxing, recharging, and Sunday scaries.
I always get the Sunday scaries. I hate them.
Well, move over Sunday scaries. There's a new hashtag in town, the Sunday scaries. Rich Hagen, president of Ally Invest, explains.
Sunday scaries is really about the future. And one source of the Sunday scaries can be around investing.
A survey by Ally found majorities of Americans are, in fact, scared when it comes to investing. 63% worry whether they're doing the right thing, and 61% find investing in the stock market scary or intimidating.
Investing doesn't have to be scary. Online investing firms like Ally Invest have made it easier and more affordable.
Companies like Ally provide consumer-friendly services that let you buy and sell stocks yourself.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and joining us today, our guest is Anjula Acharya. and she is a partner at Trinity Ventures. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
Give us a quick recap. What does your company do?
Yep. So Trinity Ventures is an early stage venture fund. We're a $400 million fund. We've been going for 30 years, and we invested in some incredibly iconic brands like Starbucks and Jamba Juice and PF Chang's and Care.com and Zulily. Yeah, we're the real deal.
The real deal.
Yeah.
What is your favorite part about being involved in that type of a business?
You know what I love about Trinity is just how everybody's really diverse and everybody has a very different opinion. We invest in very diverse companies, and you know, we just kind of look at the world slightly different, I think, to other venture firms, because like we're willing to take punts and bets that other people wouldn't be. I think it's really the partners make it really unique.
What do you typically look for when funding a deal?
Very hard to say, because it's in fact impossible to say, because
there isn't some type of a standard criteria though, like 33% net profit, have to have sales, have to be doing $1 million a year. There's no criteria for you guys?
Well, because ultimately, like, you're doing early stage. Sometimes,
but you don't just fund ideas, you fund businesses, right? Or business models.
But, you know, sometimes we, like, one of my partners, Gus Tai, he's, like, really known for formation. So he's really known for getting incredible founders, putting them together, and building incredible businesses like Blue Nile or Zulily and companies like that. So sometimes we do really early stage formation stuff. Sometimes we do some seed stuff, and you know, revenue's not the issue. It's just, you know, who's backing it, what's the story. But I think, you know, the thing that we do is look for great founders. Like, our business is about, you know, identifying amazing founders.
So that's like the jockey and the horse. Some investors look for the horse, be it the company or
Correct.
The jockey being the
yeah.
founder, or the person who's really going to execute the team.
That's a really great way of saying it.
You haven't heard of that before?
I have.
Okay.
But I just thought it was a great way of you said
well,
said
thank
it.
You very much. I appreciate it. Have you noticed that there's a trend based on, you guys have a $400 million fund, so it's pretty substantial in mm-hmm. the game. Some people have huge billion-dollar funds.
Sure.
It's $400 million. You guys are playing with the big boys. So have you noticed that there's a trend with the types of deals that are being funded, whether or not they're coming from your company?
When you say a trend, what do you mean?
Meaning, like, there's a lot of app companies being founded. There's a lot of tech companies being founded, or SaaS products.
Right. I mean, we're quite a diverse fund. So we do some sort of, like, really unique deals. And we do enterprise and we do consumer.
So that's what I'm saying. Is there any type of trend happening in the market right now?
Well, there was this whole trend of, you know, on-demand companies. But I feel like that trend is kind of disappearing now. I think people are, like, going, well, the unit economics don't make sense. Like, I'm not making any money. You know, it's a tough business. So I think people are coming out of that. And I think people are sort of more focusing on a lot of people are sort of talking about focusing on enterprise more.
There's a lot of people trying to come up with the quote-unquote Uber or Airbnb of every new business model and niche.
Yeah.
And it's funny how many people actually come through the doors here and are like, well, you know, they use the analogy or comparison. Well, our company's like the Uber of this, or the Airbnb of this.
So I was the first investor into ClassPass. And the funny thing about that is that everybody comes to me and says, I am the ClassPass of Blowout. So I'm the ClassPass of, you know, whatever.
It's
and
so funny.
I get that all of the time.
Fastest way to make a, you know, comparison or learn something is through analogies and metaphors. And that's why people will say, I'm like the Airbnb of this. And then instantly our brain goes, oh, I get it.
I get it.
So it's like, I get it. But at the same time, it's kind of getting overplayed now. Everybody's trying to build some type of new gadget that's the Uber or Airbnb or
ClassPass. Right.
So that's a trend right there.
Yeah.
What do you think is a mistake that a lot of people, I just want to stay on the topic of raising money because that's really your background. What do you think is one of the mistakes people make? Or there could be a few when they're trying to get funded.
Yeah. Right. So this angel investor said this to me once. He said, if you ask for money, you get advice. And if you ask for advice, you get money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, going back to my whole ideas of like networking and trying to be an evangelist within the community before you actually go and ask someone for money, have them see you as someone credible that has a really good take on the industry or sees it through a unique lens that nobody mm-hmm. else is seeing it through. So I'd say a big chunk of what people do is they don't talk to any investors. They don't do anything. And then they go out and they try and raise money with this deck they've put together. And I think it's really important to be in a dialogue with investors before you're going to pitch to them. Mm-hmm. It's like build a relationship and be in a dialogue with people. I think that's probably one of the smartest things you can do when you're raising money.
Okay, so building a dialogue and being prepared for the pitch, so to speak.
But even before you're thinking about pitching, it goes back. It's the same thing, really. It goes back to networking, and it goes back to sort of like what I said earlier.
Just right back to the grassroots. Of what
you're talking about. Network and like being an evangelist. Before fundraising. I always say that great CEOs are always fundraising, but they're always evangelizing. They're always talking about the industry. They're already always informing people and talking to people who are informed. So yeah, I think fundraising is the thing that as a CEO, as a startup founder, you should always be doing.
And that's the one thing that keeps coming back is not only as a founder, you should always be fundraising, but networking has been the common theme. Partner at Trinity Ventures, Anjula Acharya is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. What about social media? I don't understand if, a company like yours uses social media to find deals, generate leads, or do you guys use it for promotion, or do you not use it at all?
No, we do use it. We had to use it to promote our companies.
So you use it to promote all the companies that you find?
Yeah. Obviously sort of getting the word out about the companies that we fund and what they do and their successes is kind of a big thing that we do. Mm. We call it Trinity Family. I wouldn't really say that I find deals through social media. Really find deals through just kind of networking through my contacts. And I would say that's the same for the other partners in the fund. I also think that, we've been around for a long time. A lot of people come to Trinity because we're so credible and, we've been around for a long time and backed great founders.
What type of associations, groups, and events and different things like that are you a part of or do you consistently attend to find yourself networking at the caliber that you want for the people you're trying to meet?
Sure. I love TechCrunch. I just actually judged at TechCrunch Disrupt last week. So I love TC. I think they've got great events and Disrupt is awesome. I obviously, try and get involved in kind of like early, stuff. I'm doing something with Wharton Business School for female founders. And I've spoken at a bunch of business schools. Some of the professional stuff and then obviously like schools.
How have you been able to maybe position yourself as somebody who they thought would be, I guess I'll just use the word worthy of a partnership in the company that you're a part of so that other people can learn from how you've been able to stand out as a personal brand, somebody who's going to be unique and add value in a different way so that you are somebody that they say, hey, look, we are a $400 million fund. We've been around for 30 years. You're somebody that we want to come in, not just as an employee, but as a partner so that other people can learn from that.
Oh, why did Trinity want me?
Yeah. You've been able to position yourself that a $400 million company wanted you to come in as a partner. So how can other people learn from that and position themselves to be looked at as that type of a person?
I think I've got to give credit to, I'm very different and, I don't have the background that sort of most people working in venture capital have. And I've really got to give it to Ajay Chopra, who's our managing partner and the founding partners of the fund who kind of saw something in me that they felt that they could kind of bend kind of the way they saw things. So I have a really unique role at Trinity Ventures. I really help our founders in building their brand story. I've built brand stories for celebrities around the world and for startups. And they brought me in for that. And then obviously I sit on the consumer investment team. So I also look at deals. And then I also do a lot of business development where I just help our portfolio companies connect with people they want to connect with. And when I came in as an EIR and, Ajay was like, what do you want to do? And I said, I don't want to do any one thing. I just want to do what I do, which is kind of this combination of business development, marketing, branding, and looking at great companies. And he just said, okay, come in and do that. So, he gave me, he just kind of gave me this kind of evolving role, which has sort of moved and shifted. And probably not like most venture firms, but like I said, we're like a really diverse fund. So I think that they look for people that have different lenses on things. So,
you were saying something about you come in and you kind of help people develop the story behind their brand.
Yeah.
What are some of like the beginning things that somebody can learn from? So if they're trying to develop the story behind their brand, how would you help them do that?
Just to go back to fundraising for a second, because I think this is a great piece of advice, is like, I think every entrepreneur should have their story before their fundraising. So I think
their own personal story.
Yeah, their own personal story. And it's funny because, again, speaking about my managing partner, he loves entrepreneurs that come in with a story. So just to give you a great story, ClassPass, Payal Kadakia, the CEO of that, she was a dancer. And she had these problems like booking classes and studios for dancing. So she built this company, ClassPass, to solve that problem. And, you know, we love that. But we love people that come in with a story of like, this is the reason why I founded this company. So in terms of just as I think as an entrepreneur should really be able to have their own story, but that also leads into, you know, why they founded this company and what's the story of the company. And it's normally to solve, in my opinion, great companies solve problems. So how are they solving this problem? And then, you know, why are they the best person to solve it?
I love that. You've got lots of great little tiny pieces of advice and little nuggets and sayings. So I want to put you on what I call the stadium pitch.
Oh God.
Or presentation. So imagine you have this giant auditorium of entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs. You're about to take the stage. You've got maybe 10 or 20 seconds to just kind of distill down some of your best wisdom and advice for them.
Right.
Take the stage.
Oh, my God. I mean, I feel like I'm going to be really repetitive, but, you know.
That's fine, because reiteration and repetition will help people realize the importance of what you're saying and that it's not just like, yeah, well, I'm saying this because this is like standard cliche stuff people say, but like this is really what's changed your life and your business.
So my best advice is, you know, come up with something that means something to you. So, you know, if you're experiencing a problem and you want a solution for it, probably lots of other people are too. So come up with something that solves a real problem and then figure out why you're the best person to solve that problem. And then be able to, as I said before, evangelize and network around that problem so that people will listen.
That's like the perfect little thing right there to turn into an article or a video or something. And Julia, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
So nice to meet you. Thank you.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you interested in innovation, inspiration, growth, and leadership? The Entrepreneur Event of the Year happens Thursday, November 9th. Entrepreneur Live with Business Rockstars on the Digiland Innovation Campus in Burbank, California. One powerful and inspiring day of speakers and networking, bringing together CEOs, founders, entrepreneurs, and influencers, all sharing their unfiltered stories. Founders, CEOs from companies like LegalZoom, DocuSign, Hudson Jeans, Fremantle Media, and celebrity entrepreneurs including Sarah Michelle Gellar, John Taffer, Carmen Electra, and others. To purchase tickets, go to entrepreneur.com. Sign up now at entrepreneur.com. Entrepreneur Live with Business Rockstars, Thursday, November 9th. To purchase tickets, visit entrepreneur.com. Sign up now at entrepreneur.com.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
If your primary goal is burning fat, what is the best way to fuel your exercise? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Working out on an empty stomach at the crack of dawn is routine for bodybuilders about to compete and celebrities getting ready for award ceremonies. But is it the best way for you to consistently burn fat? There is some data to indicate we can lose up to 20% more fat exercising in a fasting state. Science backs this up. That's because once we eat, we produce insulin, which slows fat burning down. The downside is that cardio fasting doesn't help burn fat post-workout. In contrast, a study of athletes eating carbs before cardio showed increased fat burning benefit continuing throughout the day. The evidence is conflicting. We all react differently. So experiment carefully until you find what works best for you, and then stick with it.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Stars. Now let's check in with Pat O'Brien.
This is CEO Roundtable, even though the table is far from round. Michael Fishman, the co-founder and president of Pure Cycles, is here. Got to see these things. They're great. And Mike Mothner from W Promote. These are two of the most successful CEOs under 30 in this country. And welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Not under 30 anymore, but I was still.
When you were under 30, they said you were the most one to watch. Okay. That's one. You can only do one correction per interview. What type of culture do you have at your company?
We have a great culture, one that's fun, energetic. People work at our company love bikes, which makes it really nice to come into work and love what you do. We have a culture where people have long leashes. You're allowed to kind of own your own domain. Set guidelines and let people go and be creative. And most of all, just make sure people are having fun.
Yeah, Michael, how about you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think if you walk through our office, you would easily confuse culture with perks. We have lots of perks that are nice that you sort of see around. But I really think what guides the culture is one of trust, one of accountability, one of seeing where we're going and your sort of your impact towards the goal. And yeah, having a lot of fun doing it. And, you know, we have a mantra, make Mondays suck less. If your Mondays don't suck coming into work, you're going to do better work. It's going to bleed over to the work you do.
Well, you should get up and not feel like you're going to work, right?
Yeah, it should be exciting. You should see the people that you are excited to interact with, and you're looking forward to a great week.
You guys are both seem to be passionate. How do you continue that? How do you keep that passion going?
Yeah, I think it comes from a bunch of different places. Just having motivation to grow my business and to be successful as an individual. And most of all, just walking to the office and seeing our 20, 25 employees all working hard and having fun and enjoying themselves. It gives me motivation to keep trying to grow my business even more to make sure that they're going to be in good hands. And then also just having the love for our product, for bikes, and really believing that bikes make the world a better place and make cities a better place and make people healthier, and being able to provide that product to the world is really exciting.
Mike, now that you're over 30, do you continue that passion, and how do you instill it?
Yeah, you know, I like building. I like coming in. I like seeing the work we're doing. I mean, we help other companies grow and be successful. You know, I've been doing it 15 years, so it's been a lot of iterations of that. I think the things that that's made me happy in sort of day-to-day work that has shifted, gone through iterations of that. And, you know, I think you have to sort of re-explore. Like, I try to sit down and say, what are the things that I enjoy doing? Those are probably the things I'm the best at. Let's do more of those. Mm-hmm. And what are the things that I don't like doing? Is there a way to do less of those? I'm probably not good at them anyway. So it's not always a perfect world, but I think I stay, when I can align those, I do better work and I enjoy what I do. And that's kind of where the passion comes from.
About mistakes. You know, the mistakes, I've had a few. We've all had them.
Yeah.
What's the biggest one?
Listen, if we didn't make a lot of mistakes, we weren't trying enough stuff. So mistakes come aplenty. I think the hope is that the little mistakes, you know, are the course corrections so that you don't make the big ones. I think I went through a period probably 5 or 6 years ago where I didn't quite lay out the vision of the company. And so I was getting distracted. I think this was a personal, you know, I think I started.
That was new to you too. Right?
Yeah. And I just sort of saw other things and other opportunities and I kind of lost sight of kind of that core mission. And that was a mistake. And I think when I found that refocus, I also started having more fun again too. So it really definitely, you know, looking more than a few steps ahead was really important for me.
I assume that they're similar mistakes, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's just the course of
part of
your
deal.
Life. You know, normal businesses, making mistakes and making sure the most important thing is also instilling this into your employees is that when you make a mistake, it's okay. It's making sure that you realized how you made that mistake, why you made it, and then to find, you know, the right way to go after that mistake. You know, like read a book called Obstacle is the Way. By Ryan Holiday. And, you know, it's all about there's going to be obstacles, it's going to be mistakes, but getting past those mistakes and turning that into something good, you know, something that maybe you wouldn't have accomplished if that mistake didn't come in the way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. We are here to inspire and form and connect a community of entrepreneurs, what we're doing right now. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is CEO Roundtable. Mike Mothner is here. People call you Mike Mother a lot.
Telemarketers, they make that mistake
right.
often.
And Michael Fishman, did you ever realize you'd be a CEO?
You know, I don't know if I knew what the term CEO was, but I knew that I wanted
don't
to.
Don't you watch Silicon Valley?
I do know. We were actually on the show.
You were?
Our office had a cameo.
Diverting. I heard that pretty much every name they bring up is actually a real name.
Yeah, and the ones that are based off of, that are fictional are generally based off of real people. So yeah, it's kind of our world where we work with a lot of those types of startups and VC, the kind of tangent to the VC world, we see that a lot of those. Yeah. You know, I think I saw myself in a leadership role. I think I didn't know that it would be a CEO of a, you know, company going on 300 people. I think that is several iterations past what I saw, but definitely wanting to build and create and work with the team and sort of lay out a vision. I think I probably saw some version of that in the future.
How do you achieve? Well, he's got a baby coming up, and do you have kids?
Not yet. No.
But you will someday, maybe.
Yeah.
How do you think you'll achieve work and life, the balance?
Yeah, it's really difficult. You know, between spending 24 hours a day on my job and then having my wife at home and a dog. You know, I don't even think. I can understand what it's going to be like when I have, you know, when I have my baby girl on the way.
Well, that's the greatest thing ever.
In February. Yeah.
But I mean, make time for it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think my time schedule is going to have to change. I'm going to have to be working at home a lot more. And I'm going to have to be relying on my employees more. But you know, I have no doubt I'll figure a way to get it done.
And when your daughter needs to know how to ride a bike, you realize that I'm the greatest bike instructor.
Oh man, she'll
Nantucket Island.
She'll be riding the bike.
She'll be, you know, right on him, yeah,
right away.
How about you? How do you balance it all off?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. So on one hand, it doesn't turn off, right? So I can go home, but I'm still thinking about stuff. But I enjoy that. So to me, like, that doesn't screw up balance. I enjoy thinking about opportunity and so forth. I do think when it comes to like disconnecting, taking trips, taking time for myself, I make it happen. I'm a firm believer that I go take a weekend and just go have fun and relax. And, you know, I might bring my phone, but I am sort of mentally there. I come back better and stronger and smarter. So I'm a believer in forcing that to happen. You put it on the calendar, you take a vacation, you go have a day to yourself. I think you get an ROI on that
right.
time.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. Thanks for joining us on CEO Roundtable. We'll see you next time.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalk Radio.